Hello,
this is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male nor female, or an additional gender category?
Please male. Specify.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth, please? Only the year.
1979.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
Negative.
Not Hispanic. And may I ask, what is your race, please? White, black, or African American?
African American.
Thank you. Moving forward as well, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma, bachelor's degree. Thank you.
Yes.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means...
Lots of power.
0 means your vote has no power at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
10 is, I believe, my vote has a lot of power.
Yes, correct. And now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, it depends who wins the election. I am currently, right now, I'm satisfied.
Would you say very or somewhat satisfied?
Very.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings over some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, from 0 to 10?
10, I have heard of her.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
10, I have heard of her.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
10, I have heard of him.
Okay. How about the Republican Party? Any number from 0 to 10?
10, I have heard of the Republican Party.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
10, I have heard of the Democratic Party.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
10, I have heard of the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump?
10, I have heard of Donald Trump.
Thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., please.
10, I have heard of RFK Jr.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party undecided would vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or undecided, or would you vote for other political offices but not Congress, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Which of the following two statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decision will impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. A or B?
A.
Much more or somewhat more? Statement A.
Much more.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Oh, that was a long one.
Whichever comes, yeah, which one? The last one? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
No, the first one.
Oh, the first one, A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, in general, sir, thank you. Your opinion is important. In general, do you feel positive or negative about the following, about your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Positive. It depends who wins the election.
Okay, understood. And from your most recent voting experience in the November 22 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
It's been the same.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about of the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Or none of the above or other?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. And moving forward, who is trying in your perspective to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians, or none of the above?
Racist politicians.
Mm-hmm. You can select up to one more. Or should I just select that one? Racist politicians?
Republicans.
Okay, all Republicans and racist politicians. Got it. Thank you. Now, below, it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near a certainty to happen. A 5, it means that you're not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first one is giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. From 0 to 10.
I don't know. Your questions are getting extremely long and my time is getting very limited.
We're almost done, sir, almost at 50%. Any number from 0 to 10 on how much it concerns you? On this side, this is just a threat. It's not a question. It's just any number from 0 to 10.
What is the question again?
Again, this is a statement giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Do you consider that a threat that is very certain to happen or not, or not sure? You can use any number from 0 to 10.
It's a threat.
Okay. Yeah, it's a threat, basically. So do you consider that it's a near certainty to happen? You use a 10. If you're not sure, a 5? Or if you think
5.
It's...
Not sure,
right. How about sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors? From 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
That's a threat. 10.
Thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
That's a threat. 10.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
That's a threat. 10.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
A threat. 10.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
That's a threat. 10.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can persecute political opponents, including protesters.
That's a threat. 10.
And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Threat. 10.
Thank you. Now moving forward with the 65% almost done, sir. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Small problem.
Small problem, okay. Have you or anyone that you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years or no? Yes, you personally?
Yes.
Or someone you know? Okay. And below are some statements, that very short statements that Democrats have made about Republicans on a scale from 0 to 10. Again, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you're extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means you're neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and a 0 means you're not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. From 0 to 10, how much does the statement concern you?
Extremely.
Okay, 9, 10, 8?
10.
What? 10, okay. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10. Thank you. MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans by illegal intimidating practices.
10.
When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You can select up to two. Talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, signing petitions, boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, marching in a protest, calling, writing, email local politicians, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organizations, or none of the above?
Voting.
Okay, voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor. You can select one more, or you will just do that.
Just do that.
Voting, okay, in state or local. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections against, you're at 84%, almost done. How much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10.
Power.
Any number, 9 or 8?
9.
9 in this case. Okay, thank you very much. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party undecided, would vote for other political offices. Now, president will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic Party.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. 91%. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Rent.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were any of your parents born in the United States or another country, or both in the United States?
Another country.
Both of them, or just one of them was in another country, born in another country?
Both of them.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible because too young, not registered, etc., or did not vote?
Biden,
okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, a student, or other?
Full-time.
In last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $55,000 to $64,999?
Hey, I gotta go, man.
Just that question. This is 99%, the last one. Your last, you can say it if you know it.
Over 85,000.
Between 85,000 to 999,000. Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. We're done. Thank you for your time.